The Lapine City Council meeting, regular meeting of Wednesday, January 27th, 2010, is called to order at 6:12 p.m. And we'll start with roll call, please.
City Attorney Jeremy Green.
City Recorder Luana Demerville.
Councilor Don McAfee.
Councilor Barbara Hitchens.
Mayor Kenny Shields.
Councilor Don Brynum.
Councilor Douglas Ward.
Administrative Assistant Patty Morgan.
We have all staff and council present. Thank you. Next item is Pledge of Allegiance.
Vicki, would you like to join us for the allegiance?
Sure.
Join us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Alright. Added agenda items. I don't think I had any. If I do, they're not coming to me now. Luana, did you have something?
Yes, I did. The Tourism Committee is short a member right now, and they asked me if the council would approve assigning Ann Gaywith to that committee to fill it, because they're gearing up for their tourism fund applications for the 2010-2011 grant year.
Okay, so we need to add under 10A appointment. What is this? Request to appoint?
A request to appoint, yes.
To appoint.
Do not do that.
Hey, it's your call.
Member to the Tourism Committee.
Should I bring that up?
All right. Next item is 5A, approval of minutes. Now, we had some discussion on our December 9th minutes last time. I'm not sure there's going to be a consent agenda item, because I think we need discussion on our minutes. We've never...
Do we?
Well, I have some suggested changes on the January 4 minutes, and we still have... We stopped in the middle of making changes on the December 9. Okay, Patty, you sent them back out to us with the changes made.
Yes, both ways.
Well, there was a change by Don. There was, I think, one or two changes by Dale. You found the numbering issue during the meeting. And then there were the pre-meeting changes, pre-meeting to the one last time, and what I was asked to do was produce a copy where I had the different colors for different changes from different people,
right.
Just to have for reference material, so everybody would be aware of what exactly was changed.
And all of those changes were made as...
As far as I understood.
Suggested?
Yes.
So, here's where I'm confused. We wanted these brought back to the prior meeting so that the changes would be made in public, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of changes, and so we stopped in the middle of it. And then I don't remember what the direction was.
The meeting packet should contain all of the changes that were made. Okay? And then the meeting packet should also contain then the final document, the document that incorporates all the changes. So if somebody were to pick up the documents, they could see each individual change that was made. As long as that has been done, I don't see any reason why you couldn't go ahead and adopt it, or approve it rather, in the consent agenda. Because the idea was to provide full disclosure of all the changes that you made.
Right. Okay. So we're good on the December 9th meeting. We have a track record of that. And then on, I guess I didn't understand what we were supposed to be doing then for the subsequent ones, for January 4th and January 13th, because Adele suggested that she wanted all changes made in public.
Correct.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So this would be the time that we would now...
If there are changes.
There are changes.
I mean, frankly, generally meeting minutes are approved in the consent agenda as a matter of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the hope is that staff is going to prepare and present to all of you meeting minutes that are accurate and properly reflect the essence of the discussion so that you can approve them in a consent agenda.
Right.
Otherwise, we're going to spend half hour every single meeting going through these meeting minutes.
Right.
Would you agree?
May I suggest that we forget about all the commas and everything, stick to the substance, the names, the acronyms, and...
Now, I think that suggestion was made at our last meeting.
Right. Because we each punctuate differently.
And actually, I didn't have a whole lot of these, but I do have a substantial change and addition. I think some information was left out or actually incorrectly stated in the January 4th minutes. So I do need to request that changed. So that means that it would have to be moved over to the added agenda items. And Councilor Greiner, did you have any changes or suggestions?
No, I don't.
Word?
No.
On the last of December 9th, there is one little one that you would like on page 11. The WHOS, it's WHO apostrophe S, and it should be WHOSE.
Where is it on page 11?
It's down review of new counselor applications.
Okay, that's not the type of thing that you wanted to overlook. We're getting into the same kind of thing that we were into before.
Yeah.
That's why I'm
so
like...
It doesn't change the meaning, but it means it's...
If we're going to overlook grammatical punctuation, spelling errors, and such, other than names, I would suggest we overlook that.
All right, good.
Which would mean...
I just wanted to get it before you did.
Good going, girl. So with that said, then I'm suggesting we can leave the December 9th minutes on the consent agenda for approval. I am going to have to make a substantial change on the, or request a substantial change on the January 4th minutes. I won't go into any of the grammar stuff, which there was very little punctuation and everything in there, so I would like to move the January 4 minutes to the added agenda items 10B.
In January 13th, I have something to add in there, too.
Okay, so 10B will be discussion of J. January 4, January 13 minutes. And hopefully approval then. Keep myself straight here. And we have another change on the consent agenda. I think everyone knew that was emailed to everyone. 5B, 1 and 2, approval of bills and financial reports. This time I said 1 and 2 instead of I and II. I don't like those little Roman numerals.
Can I've already changed the draft.
Okay, thank you. those should not have been included because they're not done.
They've been at the first
meeting. They've been at the first meeting of the month, so South B1 and 2, and that will then change the only remaining one to B1. That will be approval of reimbursements. Okay. So, is everyone with me? We'll call for a motion to approve the consent agenda with the December 9 minutes, which is item number 5A as presented, and 5B, 1, bills and invoices, approval of reimbursements as submitted. I forgot to ask if there's any problem or discussion. Everyone okay with that?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. I will entertain a motion for that approval.
Oops.
Second. You're such willing participants.
I like that.
Okay. Can you move and seconded? Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes. Councilor Brenner, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Councilor Mackey, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Okay. We have as our next item, number 6, City Goals and Priorities for Balance of 2009-2010 fiscal year. And we don't have a staff report on that. Is that yours, Moana?
I think we needed to put this on here to discuss where we were at on items that have been completed.
Okay.
The time to plan a meeting to probably might want to just suggest another workshop to go through them and update it. There's a Timothy, can't remember his last name, with ERT that is asking about our goals for this year. So might be a good idea to meet and have, he wants to be in our meeting where it's going to be determined what our goals will be for the next coming year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when was the last time we met with ERT?
It's been a long time.
It was in April.
We really need to have another ERT meeting. And
so maybe March or February, what does he want?
Whenever we're going to be doing this. February's already starting to look filled up.
Yeah, February's looking pretty full.
Because we've also got a couple of other meetings we need to schedule up.
Okay, so this goals and priorities, actually, this discussion now comes from ERT wanting to set up another meeting with us. Is that what I'm...
No, we were supposed to discuss our goals for the past couple months.
Okay.
And this is the agenda it's on.
Okay, good. Excellent. That's why the staff report is talking. Good thing.
If I may, I thought we discussed this at a previous city council meeting, and we identified the four principal projects.
Yeah.
We did.
Yes,
okay.
We did. Okay.
So is there no discussion on this then anymore?
I don't know the one I didn't put on the agenda.
Yeah, it was in the January 13th minutes. I think they put the board. It's all objects in there. Excuse me.
Do you want to verbalize those four budget?
I can. I think that's what it is, Mike.
Doug was real good at pulling that off the top of his head. The mid-state electric.
Yep.
Destination. Is it on there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on there.
Yeah.
Right.
Doug, do you recall the four priorities?
We talked about the mid-state electric franchise agreement.
Right.
We talked about the public record request policy.
Right.
We talked about the business license ordinance. We talked about the employee handbook job description for city employees. And we also threw in number five, the roadwork and dust abatement that Luana is working on. Those were the four main things that we identified at the last meeting.
Yeah, I think the city charter was in there as well.
The city charter. Well, that was something that you were going to work on after these four.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And every one of those things, Deborah and James always remind us that everything goes back to our goals, and everything that we're going to do fits into one of these categories, either public safety, efficient delivery of public services, and livability. And you see that those things specifically aren't necessarily listed here. Some of them are, some of them aren't. It just depends on, because this isn't as detailed as when we get down to every one of our little tasks. So, we have the Mid-State Electric franchise. See, I don't think that's... Okay, we do have long-term tasks under public safety, review and update intergovernmental agreements, franchises, and delivery of emergency services. Now, that was identified a while back as a long-term task. But we're looking at Mid-State Electric franchise now as a short-term, correct?
Midterm.
Midterm
task.
Oh, there it is. It is on there.
We identified that to have that done by July 1st of this year.
So this one's done.
Okay.
For the next budget cycle.
When did we adopt these?
When was it?
Was it August?
In the summer? It was summer.
I'm just skimming through this. I mean, a lot of these things we've got done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is great.
So can I just make a suggestion on this?
Yeah, this needs to be updated.
Well, that's why it's... We keep keeping it in front of us. You know,
okay.
We want to keep it easy. We want to keep this in front of us all the time so we know what the objective of the city is. My suggestion is to schedule up another meeting and go over these.
What do we need to do there? Can we do that right now?
The early meeting's for 10:11. 9:09, 10:09.
Okay.
That's what you just said.
But this one was 09:10.
I know, so what we're saying is we've identified the four or five remaining projects for this fiscal year.
Right.
And the ERT meeting concerns our projects for the upcoming year. So I'm just trying to make sure that the delineation is drawn. Doug's identifying the city council reached a consensus as to what needs to be completed for the balance of this fiscal year.
Okay.
So maybe in March, we start scheduling work sessions to discuss our projects for the 10-11 fiscal year.
The only way that we can adopt an appropriate budget for our next fiscal year beginning July 1st is to have what we're going to do identified in the budget.
Right.
Otherwise, we can't budget for it. So between now and then, we have to identify what we're going to do starting July 1st.
So
we already know what we're doing between now and then.
Right.
Okay, so we can look at this right now, and we already know the things that we've done. MOU, Papaya Industrial Group, Department of Transportation, and Deschutes County.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? We can check that one off.
Snow removal contracts, policy.
Snow removal, yeah. IGA Road Services, ODOT?
Just done. ODOT.
Wildfire plan?
The traffic corridor and intersection study, that's getting there.
What we're looking at...
Can you save time? Can Luana just go and revise
that and bring it back? Because these midterm tasks by now have rolled up to short-term tasks and other things have come up. Yeah, if you would revise this and bring it back to us.
Okay. Put it on the next agenda.
All right. Then you and Jeremy and all those counselors, you know what else is coming at us on our day-to-day business. Okay? Everyone good with that? Well, I'm glad you threw that on here because we need to do that. All right. Number 7, liquor license new ownership application. That's an easy one. That is not within our jurisdiction.
They what?
I think they, at our last planning commission, we spoke about the fact that we're always finding out about things in the area after. And so I'm wondering if maybe they sent that, or do they always send this to you?
No, this was the new owners were right here, and they thought that was something that they had to do. They didn't realize they weren't within the city district, the city boundaries.
I thought maybe the county sent it to you, and that was why.
Doesn't the liquor commission automatically send these things? When it's in the pine, they probably just sent it to us.
They might have. We don't know how it got to us. The authority's been granted. It doesn't affect us. We don't have to do anything with us because it's outside. It's down at the Highway 31 junction.
Yeah. Oh, my error.
Oh! Okay,
I thought it was the one at my Timber Crest.
Oh, okay, no.
The country store.
Tom's Market is down there. That's...
The Minute Market or something.
That's why it has a post office box 30 Crescent, Oregon address.
That's the address of the owner, though.
But anyway, it is Tom's Market. The owners were right there, our new owners, and
this
Luana, you're just trying to keep them on.
She just wanted to give us an easy one to do tonight.
Back up another little.
Okay. All right. Number 8, establishment of bank account for Huntington Mining Project.
Oh, yeah. Now this one's legit. I promise. Okay, in order to accept the money from the lighting project, we have to have a specific bank account separate from our regular checking account to keep the money in so that Mid-State Electric can therefore do an electronic funds withdrawal for the electric use for the next 10 years. I have the check. I need the authority. I need the authority from the council to open the checking, to open this account at the bank. And that's why I wrote up the opening of a new bank account on the second page, to give me that authority to open it and have just a couple of signers on it. There won't be any activity on that account except electronic funds withdrawal every once a month for the power bill. So,
don't we have letterhead?
Huh?
Don't we have city letterhead?
Yeah.
That would make it a little more official.
Okay, I'll redo it.
Question.
Answer.
What's the amount of the check?
Over $16,000.
How much?
Over $16,000 for 10 years worth of electricity.
And that's based on 8 lights?
10.
10?
I believe 10, yes.
10. And that's based on a flat rate from Mid-State or a rate depending on current rates?
Flat rate from Mid-State, I believe.
And how do they go about EFT in our account?
I give them the authority to do that.
You do it?
Yes, I also have to fill out an application.
On a monthly basis?
On a monthly basis.
In other words, they're going to send you a bill and you're going to authorize them to withdraw the funds from our account.
Nope, they'll just automatically withdraw and we'll be notified of how much was withdrawn out of the account.
Why are we doing all that?
Because we don't have to write a check.
We all do that.
And the money goes there specifically for that, and I think it was just part of a comfort level thing. They wanted to know that the money's
okay.
there and it won't be touched for anything else.
Okay.
That's why the agreement was written up that way. And
thank
yes,
you.
Luana, I like your suggestion of putting it in a savings account and collect interest.
That's the one that's collecting the best right now.
Okay.
For the amount of money.
And
that amount of money, that's the best interest.
Okay. And what happens to the interest? It goes towards the...
It will accrue in there. It'll stay in there and just...
For the payment of the electric... The electricity.
Very much.
No.
No, won't be much at all.
A buck or two a month.
But then we'll have a little bit of money left over. This was they sent us enough money to pay for the 10 years, right? At a flat monthly rate.
I'm not questioning it.
They gave us that much money, right, to put in the account, then we're going to have a little bit of interest at the end.
Oh,
what happens to that?
It's like $10.
Well, it'll drain. The account will drain, and then at that time, then we'll start getting a bill. After 10 years, the city will.
Okay, so that's what I'm asking. Okay, the interest will belong to the city to pay.
I prefer it stay in that account because transferring funds is that's going to mess it all up.
Let it gather the interest.
Never mind.
The interest accumulated on the special fund has to stay within the special fund. And as you spend the money, the interest accumulates, but it deteriorates on a monthly basis. And besides, we figured this out once before, that on the flat rate that Vista offered us and the money that was going to be paid by Ford Foundation, we estimated it was only the last 9 years anyway.
Oh, okay.
So we need to leave the interest in there to make it last as long as we possibly can.
Well, I always anticipated that, but my question was at the end, if they sent us enough money already, which maybe they didn't, then we would have leftover money because of the interest and what becomes of it. That was my question.
I seriously doubt there'll be anything left over after 10 years.
Okay.
I doubt it.
I don't know.
I don't think it'll last 10 years, to tell you the truth.
But is it a question even worth bothering with or not? Okay.
No.
We'll move on. So, is council in agreement that this is what we want to do? Do we want to make a motion to open an interest-bearing savings account for this money? I don't know how to phrase the motion.
I move that we give Luana permission to open a savings account to pay for the lights from the Ford Foundation.
To pay specifically for the lights and maintenance. And for no other purpose.
Okay, first of all, we have this large check. The motion has to be for a deposit of this check.
I need permission to open the account
for the bank.
For deposit of the Ford Foundation funds for payment of the electricity for the street lights.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. It's not your motion, Barbara. We just need to be sure that the minutes show, you know, what exactly it is that we're doing here. Do you need a new motion, or was...
Probably they could just restate it one more time, just so I'm sure that I understood it.
Okay, we need a motion to authorize Luana to open an interest-bearing checking account.
Savings account.
Savings account, thank you.
Strictly
for
the purpose
of... Strictly for the purpose of deposit of funds for the street lighting electricity costs.
Everybody understands that.
Yeah.
I so move. Let's do that.
I would so move. I would second.
Okay. I'm seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Briner, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Sorry that was so clumsy. I'm very tired. But we got it done. Oh, and Lana, if you can print that up and let her handle it, I will.
I'll have to do it tonight because I can't bother you tomorrow.
This is true. Okay, we will move on to number 9, city grants. Councilor Briner has some stuff he wants to run by us.
Well, I've kind of taken some time to look into grants, and I find that grant research and writing appears to be a very time-consuming process and requires a lot of special skills. One guide for writing grants taken from the internet is 19 pages long. The amount of information provided and how it is presented appears to make a difference in successfully obtaining a grant. Senator Merkley held a workshop on federal appropriation requests on January 7, 2010. All applications for appropriations must be in by Monday, February 22, 2010. And I'm wondering, are we in a position to meet the deadline for an appropriation request? And I'm not sure if anybody attended that or if we are intended to make any.
I did, and there was nothing that we could use except perhaps for wastewater, which would not be ready. Most of them had to do, like the parks, it had to be a federal park. We can't use it for city parks. Okay. And did you read over those?
Yeah.
And it seemed that there was really nothing that was available to us at this time. But if we keep talking to our best friend Jonathan, he'll let us know. But I was thinking along grants that we had Mr. Steen, who volunteered to help with the city, and perhaps there are people in the business community who would like to volunteer to research grants.
There are several grant writers that live here in town.
A lot of
work with nonprofits.
Very good people. And probably in CAG there are some really intelligent people there. So would we be interested in some volunteer work?
Well, I also, to continue with what I was going to say, I also checked Senator Merkley's website, and it contains many resources for obtaining grants and funds. And there are many resources available on the internet for grants for government agencies, from foundations and private grants. Senator Wyden's website also contains information about grants, and among the successful appropriations obtained for this area includes expansion of the Redmond Airport and a city hall for Cresswell. And I thought, man, if Cresswell could get a city hall, maybe we could pull some strings and try to get one too. But my final question is, would it not be in the City of Lapine's advantage to obtain an experienced grant writer to research and apply for grants? The point is, there's money out there. The City of Lapine, is the City of Lapine missing a boat by not having a person in this position that's checking daily to see if there are grant possibilities for us? And that's basically what I found.
Okay. Have you ever contacted this Mr. Steen? Was it our last meeting?
I have not contacted him, but I passed the information on to DMC, and she thought that she might be able to use him through our process.
As a planner.
Yeah. As a planner, but we might want to contact him directly too and see if he could stay on top of looking at grant opportunities.
Regarding the appropriations meeting, is that Deborah, the DMC consultant, she attended that pro bono, and I think that the purpose of that was to put Lapine right there so that they know who we are. And Barbara accomplished that too. And they're both right that there was nothing this year, but to keep them on contact with them would be it. I think regarding the grants, I think identifying grants is the main solution. And if you identify the grant, then we can find someone to write them. But I think that identifying what we qualify for would be, I mean, everybody can just go look online and, you know, I think it's a good idea.
My point was that I thought that at the way we're presently staffed, that Luana, especially as I was understood she was the one that's sort of in charge of this, I don't feel that she has enough time to keep up on this research. And I think it really takes a lot of research in order to do it and do it right and see that we get the opportunities that we're entitled to. Hopefully we can find somebody that'll do it. I'd like to see it myself. I think it's an opportunity for us to get money that's out there. And there is money out there, and there is money available, but we have to find what it is and make the appropriate applications and see that the grant is properly written. So it's my opinion that it would certainly help us if we had somebody, whether it be a volunteer or a paid employee or whatever, identify what's available for us and see to it that we get applications submitted for those grants.
I agree. We do need to stay on top of this. What about Mr. Steen?
He wasn't too interested in doing
that type of thing?
The main part, he was interested in helping. He said he hadn't any experience in it, but he wanted to learn. But I'm thinking in the business community, we should be able to find some person who has experience in this.
We do have grants that come through our emails that are available. And that's where we have applied through for the DLCD one. And there's a TGM grant that we're looking at right now. They do come into us, especially other entities that knows that it would fit our needs. You know, they are watching out for us. But if we do have, here's my suggestion. Find out what our needs are first, and then look for the grant. Otherwise, there could be grants coming at us, and that's time-consuming to have to try to go through them and even find out if we even qualify. In order to qualify, sometimes we might have to have something that's ready to go.
Sometimes you even have to send a letter in to see if you qualify.
And I
agree that there's probably all kinds of opportunities, but are we following up on everyone that comes in? I have no quarrel with getting, but we need to get it done. And it is time consuming, and you do have to have it written, and you have to carefully read what the grant says and try to make your application fit what the grant says. I know from writing grants for the senior center you have to make your definition of how that grant is used as broad as possible so that you don't make a mistake and use those funds inappropriately, because then you get in big trouble. So it's an important job, I think, and it's something that we need to work on. But that's basically just a suggestion. I figured that the council could kick it around.
Well, I think it'd be great if we could, especially if we could find someone qualified who would volunteer to stay on top of that for us, and you know, the best volunteer would be someone who does obviously know what they're looking for and what would be suitable for not just a city but our city, at least to some extent. So how do we find this volunteer?
I think one of the things we have to do is just what we said. First outline our objectives.
Okay.
Once we outline our objectives, then start looking for grants for the specific items that we have in our objectives. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So, do you have some ideas on what our...
Well, I think we have to develop our objectives and then go from there, don't you? That would make the most sense.
Okay, well, that's...
Once we get those in, we can say, here, this is what our objectives are. Let's try to find grants that fit those objectives.
Okay. So that falls into the update of our goals and such, okay?
Exactly.
And let's not let this fall by the wayside. It's agreed we would like to find a qualified volunteer to help us with finding grants
or helping or paid.
And a lot of times that's what happens is the person, the grant writer actually gets paid if the grant comes through.
Out of the grant.
They get paid out of the grant. So not someone that the city would pay to have actively working for them. Unless we want to go that route.
Well, let's put it this way. If somebody goes out and gets us a $40,000 grant, isn't it worth a few dollars to get that $40,000? I mean, to me, it depends on a pay schedule. I mean, I don't think we ought to pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars, but if that's what it takes to get the grants,
mm-hmm.
and they're effective in getting grants, then we certainly can afford to pay them something.
Oh, yeah. I would think the city should pay if the grant, if there are not funds in the grant itself for that. So.
You can also request that of the city manager position.
I'm sorry, but I didn't hear you.
We can also request that of the city manager's position.
Right. That would be a primary objective of him, as one of his jobs, the city manager, on top of it.
Yeah. Just to put it out there, I've been doing a real reading about that grant, and the next one that I think that in order for the corridor on 97, we have to file the Safe Route to School grant, and then that would be, if we don't file the Safe Route to School grant, then we would not be eligible for anything along that corridor, any appropriations or any grants or anything. So that's what I'm told. But I'll keep an eye out when that comes available. Because I guess we missed the boat last year. Which
we weren't ready to do any.
Well, no, but yeah. It's just Safe After School. So it's a grant for the schools.
So isn't it the schools apply for? Or is the city?
In conjunction. We have to be partners.
Oh, okay.
I was looking at that also, and it seemed... Since they said that there would be no children walking to school, they would all be busted.
But I think we had it before, though. But I'm just putting it out there.
Okay, so, right now, at this moment, what is our next move on this suggestion? Do we have staff direction? Councilor Wood.
If we can find a volunteer to do this, that would be great. We could find a qualified volunteer to do this. The perfect scenario would be to have a volunteer that would look into this grant application process between now and July 1st. And if we hire a city manager, part of the qualifications for hiring that person is that he or she be qualified to write grants. That would be part of his or her job.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, there's probably money available, but it would have to be a volunteer position because we couldn't pay somebody to do that out of grant fund money that we would receive, we would have to pay them out of line item budgeted money in the budget, which might be a little bit of a difficult thing to do. So I would say if we can find a volunteer, let's get one. Because why not? And in the meantime, we're still talking about the city manager position. Maybe that would be a qualification of the city manager to be able to write grants. Or, if that wouldn't work, we could hire a part-time grant writer, put it in the budget. But that would have to be a budgeted situation. You can't do it after the horse has already left. That's to be done before.
Okay.
Don't we have a budget item for hired help? I mean, for temporary help?
We have a budget for personnel, but we have a little excess in it.
You mean contract help?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't write it down.
Yeah, we do have. Okay, but the very first next step is to define objectives.
Try to find the volunteer.
Okay. But I thought you said we need to know, define our objectives so we know what to tell the volunteer.
Well, we can take some of the objectives if we just went over.
Okay. So, who is going to be responsible for this?
The guy that brought it up.
Yeah.
Since they've finished working on little shoots large and we can't look at that anymore. We'll put it into work here.
We need a good volunteer recruiter.
I think Don has a lot of very valuable contacts here in town. And if anybody was going to find a good qualified volunteer, I'm sure you would be able to do it, working in conjunction with Dangerous Dan over there.
Okay, so all you're looking for is council blessing to go out and look for volunteers to do?
Make sure that everybody's on the same page and we want to go forward with it.
I'm okay with that.
Good idea.
You have my blessing.
All right. So, go forth and conquer. We don't need a motion, do we? Adele?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Don. Thank you very, very much.
Sorry I brought it up.
Look, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. See, I wrote on my pad, big thanks to Don. So, all right. We'll move on to other matters. 10A, request to appoint Ann Gayworth to Tourism Committee. What do we... Who's responsible for this?
I think we need to go through this advertising process.
Okay, so what happened? Did the tourism committee lose?
They lost a couple of members last year.
Okay.
And they replaced one of them, but there's still an opening, and like I say, it's getting ready to gear up. We are advertising right now for applicants for the funds.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they want to have a full committee for that. So.
Well, does the committee have someone in mind, or they just...
Yes.
They do?
Yes.
And why can't... Is there any reason why we can't just approve who they have in mind?
There's not, legally, no. I mean, you can approve the person that they've nominated.
That's the person they want, and that person is willing. Well, my goodness, let's just approve it and move on.
Yeah, I don't see a point in taking a... I'm sorry. I don't see any point in taking an additional step if we don't need to.
Yeah.
I think the idea in taking the additional step would be just to provide others the opportunity to put their names in the pool for possible council consideration.
Yeah, and it could be a limited time.
Yeah.
And could do an application. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And then.
Okay, that's your preference then? Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Councilor Hedges?
That would be good.
Okay.
advertise for a short time.
Maybe even just between now and the next city council meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. 2 weeks, that's fair. Okay.
So could we put it in the next frontier? Sure.
The deadline's end tomorrow for the Wise Buy in the Frontier.
Okay.
Put it on the website.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So we will be advertising. I say we so freely. Staff will be advertising.
The royal we, right?
Yeah. This is we guy. Okay. Item number 10B. Additions, corrections, whatever, to January 4th and January 13th minutes. I have something on the January 4th minutes. And I will forego punctuation and some sentence structure things per council desire. So that moves me on to page 6. Again, this is the January 4th minutes. Middle of the page. Do you have the same page 4 or page 6 that I have? Okay. The second paragraph that starts with Councillor Hedges. Councillor Hedges also asked for an update on Barbine. Last sentence. She also said she has a tentative date of February 16th for a reserved location, though has not confirmed the date for the trainer for the League of Oregon Cities.
That's City Recorder Dammerville that said that.
Right, I'm just... I was referring first to how the sentence...
Oh,
define the sentence, mm-hmm. That's why... And define the paragraph, mm-hmm. That's why I said your name. Then the last sentence, she, City Recorder, also said she has a tentative date of February 16th for a reserved location, though has not confirmed the date with the trainer for the League of Oregon Cities. I think we should add for the counselor training. Otherwise, it's not clear what that is all about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
And the only other thing then that I have is... at the bottom of page 6, Mayor Shields stated that there was a city news article written by her. It should be written by her and City Recorder Dammerville. I did make that clear.
Oh, okay.
And then the first sentence on the next page is not representative at all of what I said. It should read...
You're talking about the one that says Mayor Shields stated they were notified by DMC Inc., or are you talking about another one?
At the very top of the page.
Oh.
That Mayor Shields also invited the other councilors to write an article. That's not at all what I said. It should be Mayor Shields explained that this had been assigned to her and City Recorder Dammerville soon after incorporation, but at some point they had too many other duties or became too busy or whatever to keep this up. She said she would like to get back to doing a monthly update and asked if another counselor would like to take her place for that. Councilor Malena volunteered. And then go continue on with the next sentence. She said there should be no individual opinions expressed, just a factual article.
Okay, that sentence can be
repeated. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's, I've listened to that recording over and over and over, and that is representative. In fact, it's almost word for word what I said.
And so explain that this had been assigned to her and City Recorder Dammerville shortly after incorporation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And that's all I had on the January 4 minutes. Does anyone else have anything on January 4?
Yeah, I do. On page 5, 1, 2, 3, 4 from the bottom, Councilor McAfee stated that the second line, she said, currently the mayor does not have any express administrative authority, period. And then prior mayors of Lapine function in that capacity or whatever, we're going to say that reflects, you know, just took reporting to see whatever. And then, that's it for that, of course.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyone else on the January 4th minutes? All right. Who have changes? Do you have changes on the January 13th?
No. Yeah. At page 3, in the second paragraph from the bottom, mm-hmm. would you please check the recording and just stick in something about the memo that I did not receive?
It's one in reference to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. To make it clear what's going into the minutes, then, you probably should have her quote you.
You mean for the email?
It could be a long quote. I don't know.
Yeah, you obviously want me to reference a memo that the mayor was supposedly supposed to write or whatever. Yeah, so
whatever.
So that people can understand what.
Reflects,
what
yeah.
Okay.
Is that a clear enough change for everyone to agree to? You okay, Councilor Greiner? You're thinking.
I'm supposed to, aren't I?
Yes, you are. I just didn't want to rush things along and ask for a vote.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I'm fine.
Okay. I did have one. Two, excuse me. Page 4. Third paragraph down, Councilor Hedges stated she would like to see a 10-day limit. I think we should, she said rather than 5, because of the time of occurrence, because that was a change that she was requesting. And then on page 6, item number 6, Joe Stutler's comments is the second sentence. He said there are two sites, and we need to add north of here near Sun River.
Oh, okay.
One on Fontana and one on Cedar Court. Otherwise, people are going to be going, where the heck is that? And that's all I have. Actually, that's as far as I've got, but I'll trust everyone else to be. Does anyone else have anything?
No.
All right. Patty, are you confident you're clear on the requested changes?
Yes, and I will carefully, try to very carefully listen to the recording to make sure that I make those changes.
Okay, thank you.
Exactly.
Okay, then. I will entertain a motion to approve the January 4th, 2010, and the January 13th, 2010, with the corrections as noted.
I so move.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Greiner, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Hitchens, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. That was pretty painless.
Yes.
I had even brought different colored felt pens for every counselor.
That's really sad.
She was just making sure she was really prepared. Just an added assurance.
I held it on.
That was your added assurance. You wouldn't have to go there. All right. So, everyone ready to move on to public comments?
Council comments.
Council comments. Comes up later. All right, we will move on to public comments. I would like to keep them to 3 minutes per person. So, anybody? Daniel.
Hi. Dan Barker with Lupine Chamber. Thank you guys. This is tough stuff. I don't know how you do it all the time. It's grueling. I just had a couple of things. There's a, and I can't remember all what it is to, but attending a rural development access to grant money something at the community college tomorrow in the middle of the day, and I don't remember what time, 12 or 1. I'm going to go to that, and I'll just bring back any information I learn. I invite anybody to go with me, except I think I'm going to be coming from Palbeat right there. But anyway, if I learn something there that seems like it might be an opportunity, I'll let somebody know.
Thank you.
And I'm under the impression, I might be wrong, but I think that some grant writers will sort of do it on almost a contingency basis where they write the grant and then they get paid if it's successful and get paid out of grant. So I think that's the way a lot of them, or some of them, will be able to do that. Also, do you have a date yet for the League of Oregon Cities training?
Yes. Can I answer that as a public comment?
Sure.
It's scheduled for February 16th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Finley View Park building.
Okay. I think I heard something like that, but I just wasn't 100% sure.
It's definite.
3
p.m.
That's quite unfortunate because there's an open house that same day for the community schools program that's coming up. But that's just... You can't do it all. I had a couple of thoughts about your... what do you call it? The
record
policy
request.
Procedures thing. The sort of the flavor of it seems to come across as... it's legal stuff, and so I know it's procedures. But you might consider putting something about an encouragement for courtesy to the public or things like that, hospitality. You know, we want to have a friendly flavor in the time. When somebody comes in, rather than saying, that's going to cost you XXX and blah, 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 there could be a tolerance, kind of like you're saying, for a few minutes. Let's just really be friendly, and if it goes too long, maybe we charge something. I've had a lot of experience being to Crook County, Deschutes County, Maupin, Klamath Falls, and I've never been charged for anything unless there was a copy made, it was 10 cents or something. I've looked at a lot of those, those reels of film, microfilm and stuff, and people helping me run the machines and looking up big books of records and deeds, and I spent hours and hours and hours in real estate business. Never been charged anything except for copies, and so I don't know how standardized that is. They always make me feel comfortable. They know I don't know anything. They know a lot, and they try to help me. And it makes you feel good about the community. And so I was just going to suggest that somehow you posture it. Even though you have to have staff and compensate, if it could somehow be postured in a way where it's friendly and not so much like, we got to get every last dollar. Part of it is, you talked about courtesy to government. I think there's courtesy to anybody, argue to the public. And so that's just, I don't know. We work hard to make it a fun place to live. And still meeting, instead of us just meeting the minimum standard, if we go over and beyond what's expected, sometimes it just makes life more interesting and fun actually just a joy to live and not just be based on the letter of your last cent. And I think as a community, I think we'd all want to reflect that we're giving, we're not just always taking. And I understand the cost of things, and we got to cover that. But part of the job duty maybe could be to allocate, you know, 10% of time to friendly customer service.
Okay, and I think Jeremy's going to capture that in the change, the wording change that we talked about.
Okay, just a suggestion, but it's just sometimes easy to lose the personal side of it. And thank you for let me put in my 2 cents worth. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You went 30 seconds over that.
I was afraid.
That was
my
thought.
I
wanted to go
off. You think I get charged $5 for my cell phone? Thank you. And thanks for the hard work again. You guys, you should all get paid $50,000 a year for sitting there. We're not sitting there for all the work you do. It's hard.
It feels like we should. Thank you for recognizing that. That's always appreciated.
It's hard.
All right.
Last year, I think Doug, you and
your name. So she'll have a
James Fleming.
Thank you.
He came to the kitchenette. We were talking about that grant we were going after. Mm-hmm. There's another section to that that pertains to municipalities. This year, the top amount of that is $1.1 or $1.2 million. It might be something you want to look at and see if you qualify for any part of that.
To do what?
It's to use. For the city to use in some projects you want. You have to go through it and see what projects are in there and if they correspond with the city.
Okay, all right, see.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I thought you meant there was a
Yeah, this is from the federal government.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it might be something to look at if you got a big project you got coming up.
What was the name?
The name of the grant, I don't remember. It was I can get the guy's name. His name is Andrew, and I got his card in my...
Oh, Andrew Spreadbill?
Yeah, right. Oh, that's him. That's his.
Yeah.
And then see what their requirements are. See if this fits into with the city. That's a good chunk of change.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Vicki Jackson, 17346 Mink Court, and I'm also a prudential real estate agent, chamber member, CAG member. We'd like to bring up the last town hall meeting. I believe y'all heard that the public is not getting noticed, like this important formal public records request. It was not sent to the Frontier until Friday at 10:05, missing the deadline, and so Mary just throws them away. I don't understand why they're not getting in there by Thursday. I believe the deadline is Thursday at 3, and I could be wrong.
They recently just changed it to noon.
Okay, because I talked to Mary yesterday, and I think the council had prior directed the city recorder to make sure that announcements got in the paper. I thought. I could be wrong there. That's one thing I like to talk about. And then the second thing is on the 4.2, your public records. When you're looking at agenda packets such as this, these are copies. So I'd like to find out, when you're talking about originals, you're talking about original contracts that whoever comes to the city's going to have to pay for Luana to stand there over you and read. Because I think copies, if somebody wanted to come here and look at copies, I don't see the need for somebody to stand over because they're just copies. And the same thing with your CDs. Why not make one copy of the CD for the office for the public, and then that would not be your original CD. And then you wouldn't need to have somebody stand over you until you get on the web. I mean, that to me would be one easy thing. I think, personally, I want to see the fees up front. I want to know exactly, because the reason why I come to City Hall to look at agenda, it's $1 for the first page, and if I buy it, it's 25 cents. So if I wanted to see this, how much would this cost me? It's much easier to view it. That's the second thing I'd like to say. And then I'd like to have, since this is going to be voted on at the February 10th meeting, I believe, that an ad is put in the paper so you can hear from the public. A lot of these people are not on the web. They don't run to ACE to look at your little notice there or the library. And I think really it should be in the paper because a lot of people depend on that paper. And the last thing is the Attorney General has, a working Attorney General has a Transparent Initiative, and he's going to be coming around Central Oregon, and there are going to be meetings. And I'm on the email list. The first one's going to be Salem, Portland, because we want government to be more open and transparent. And if you have, I mean, I would like copies of the resolutions. If you could get that on the website, great, because I really don't know what's been passed. But those are my thoughts. And to me, the same thing. This is not friendly to the public. This is more like a police. Thank you.
Okay, some good input there. I hadn't thought about that with the, you know, viewing copies.
Well, it doesn't apply to copies. It says originals.
Originals.
So
yeah.
It doesn't apply.
So, and Councilor Mullane already says it's a little bit already says it's a little bit too wordy, but apparently maybe that needs to be spelled out too, that it doesn't apply to viewing copies at
it, it doesn't need to, Kitty. It's already there.
Oh, it is where?
Original records.
Okay. Okay. Well, good then.
Original's original.
Okay.
So if it was a copy, we wouldn't have that issue.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, again, the issue with the recording, the CD, that's exactly what I articulated, which Vicki just articulated. Mm-hmm. Common sense would dictate if you're going to spend $50 to have to review an original record, like a recording, or listen to a recording, for example, and pay Luana to sit there, it'd be better to pay $3 to get a copy. And Don, you made the comment as well, and take it with you.
Right.
So
right now, those CDs are $10.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is. I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
But the fee schedule will be adopted. It will be in the resolution. Mm-hmm. Because that is, I think, a critical component of this. The public needs to know what they're going to be charged in advance of the request.
Okay. So it's already clear in here that if a person wants to come in and stand and look at the book that's there,
right here,
then they're good to go?
Well, yeah, it's not an original.
Okay. Good.
My name is Tom McAfee. I just have a question. I'm listening to this. I'm saying, aren't they called public records?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the public should be able to view these records
mm-hmm.
at any time during normal business hours,
right.
Correct? I'm a little confused as to what's going on. Might be able to be charged. But if you're saying something, I'm not following.
The second thing is,
I can see paying for copies if you want to take them away with you. So what is, I'm missing your issue.
Okay,
there.
Now we're not going to get into debate and discussion here. That's why I
know that. I was,
but I'm just saying
privately.
That's why I said 3 minutes per person.
No.
And Vicki, you got your 3 minutes, and we can give you a little bit of response, and that's good. And we want to hear you. So start your 3 minutes.
Oh, no, I was just wondering. I'm listening to it. Because in my mind, public records are public records. And you should be able to go on and get them anytime you want and have them readily available without any discussion, without any problem.
We're here.
But I'm just
during the work session.
I was not here, so I'm talking to Vicki. Yeah.
Well, just 1 second. Jeremy, would you like to just give a real quick...
It would take me more than a second to respond to that. The bottom line is, public records are public records.
Mm-hmm.
And the city does have a legal obligation to produce public records for inspection and copying, subject to certain exceptions. What this policy does is it communicates to the public what our internal policy is, or what the policy is as it relates to public records requests.
Mm.
And in turn, it makes it clear to members of the general public how we will process those records requests. And, what the associated fees would be. For example, if we had to take a recording, take the meeting minutes that are being recorded now, and to place them on a CD, and give them to a member of the public, what that related charge would be.
Okay, so you can't go into the office and say, I want to look at the minutes.
Oh, yes, you can.
Stand there and
absolutely.
That was my question.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Tom McAfee.
Tom. Okay, Tom. McAfee.
I had a pretty good day before.
Is it M-C-A-F-E-E?
Oh, okay.
Oh, you are?
Okay.
My question was...
When we were going for incorporation, there was an awful lot of talk about, you know, getting grants for this and getting grants for that. The only thing that I would caution you, because I used to be in charge of a lot of those things, Every grant that you have, there are restrictions as to what you can spend it on. There's accounting. You're not going to just, you don't write the grant, get the money, and spend it the way you want. And there's accountability, which means somebody has to keep track of every dime that's spent.
That's right.
So there's costs involved. So you got to be careful as far as what kind of grants and how much you're asking for. I absolutely would refuse to process anything that was small because of that. Because even though they say that it might, you know, they have administrative costs built in, lots of times it goes way over because of all the other people that are involved in doing the accounting. So I just caution you to make sure that you're aware of what you, and also matching funds. You know, that's another thing. A lot of these grants require the city to put up money along with it. So you just have to be careful. That's all.
Thank you, Corey. Anyone else?
I have one tiny little question.
Name, please.
Name.
My name is Karen Ward. I live on Pine Drive in La Pine. The issue on the monies that's going to be deposited to a savings account, how does someone withdraw a electronic withdrawal from a savings account?
We set it up that way.
Okay. That was all I needed to know.
Yep, I do that with mine. Okay. All right, I guess with that we will move on to staff comments.
Lorna, what do you have for us?
Well, put the FYI section in your packet. Actually, and here was a budget, basic local budget law workshop that should have been passed out. It's upcoming, so there's one in. Well, I thought it was in Van. Okay, one in Albany and one in Oregon City. In February and first of March. So
we want to go in February.
I think there's probably more of them out there for budget workshops. I think these are free. But anyway, just keep that in mind that this is upcoming. In FYI, I submitted status of current projects and assignments in the staff report. You have an update of your council memberships. Here's a one-night homeless count on Thursday, January 28th, which is tomorrow from 10 to 5 at the La Pine Community Kitchen. So that's something that needs to be talked about. It'll go tomorrow. And then the calendar. Don had mentioned that he had a hard time reading the small writing on the square calendar, so I created one by line. So I didn't know if that's something that works well for everybody, or you want both, or instead special. Of, or anyway.
I like it.
Yeah, that's good.
I like it.
So you'd rather have this instead of the squared one?
Yeah. Either way is good for me, so whatever other's preference.
I like this one. We'll go for line.
Okay. Yeah, there's more information, you know, on it. So.
Okay.
We'll go with that one. Just wanted your input on that. So. That's all I had, I think.
No, I don't have anything. Thank you.
All right.
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
I have one comment. The MOU between ODOT, the county, the city, and Liggy, we've received approval from ODOT. ODOT said it looked good. We received some kind of, I wouldn't call them necessarily significant or substantive comments from the county, just a couple tweaks. Have received nothing from Liggy, so in fact I ran into Ted before the meeting and asked him that he get comments to me ASAP. But at the next city council meeting, you all have received the MOU. I'd like to get that on our agenda for approval. And I'm going to cross my fingers. I'll stay on Liggy. I'll send Lee Smith a friendly reminder end of this week, first and next. But if you know the last person is really Liggy to review and approve it. We could very well have it approved at the next city council meeting.
And their next meeting is
on the calendar form.
On the calendar.
I just buried my calendar.
So, yeah, I could cross our fingers, but they approve it at that meeting. We could approve it a subsequent day.
Okay. I know they have it because
I received no comments from Lee or anywhere else.
Okay. Well, would you guys be sure it's on the agenda?
And I'm ready.
We'll hope that it's ready from Lee's perspective then. Every time you see Lee, just kind of give him a little kick in the behind. Okay, anything else, Jeremy?
That's it.
Council comments. Councilor Ward.
Yes, at the last TAG meeting on the 21st, what pertains to Lapine, I don't deal with anything, it doesn't. The biomass plant in the industrial park has passed all the permit requirements to the county. It's all, it's a done deal. They will be beginning to do something there. Remember what they said? They will be beginning to do something in construction when weather permits. Subway is up in the air. They're still negotiating through the permit process. Again, I requested the county, as I did last summer, to put in the asphalt aprons off of Burgess on the Durantler and Pine. The county agreed to it last summer. They agreed to it again this time. They did ask that Luana send them a little reminder memo.
Thanks for reminding me.
They already forgot once. We don't want them to forget twice. Those are the last three streets coming off of a major paved county road that don't have aprons on them. The last three, and they need to be done. ODOT and First Street, they agree that they're going to do something as a band-aid safety measure on First Street. They don't know what they're going to do or when they're going to do it. But they know they're going to do something, but they don't know what it is. Anyway, and to follow up on Liggy is being real apprehensive on this thing because they're not getting the assurances from ODOT that if they pay for the study, that something's actually going to get done. They don't want to pay for the study and they're not have anything done. So they're not real thrilled about the whole thing. And that's it.
No, it's not.
Luana, that's right. You were learning about the meeting.
You had your chance?
That's right. Actually, Luana reported on, told me about this the other day, and she had a little bit different perspective on some things. Let's just hear from Luana. Let's take a minute here.
Well, it was also decided with some discussion and some brainstorming that the next TAG meeting would be focused on dust abatement from the different subdivisions in the area.
Yes, and I forgot, I'm sorry.
There you go, jog your memory. Anyway, it sounds like everybody was real enthused to try to co-op and try to make a sweet price deal with a dust abatement company, and maybe the city could get in on that. That's something that we'll have to talk about.
Yeah, hopefully
we
can do it.
Because I don't know if we have, if we're allowed to do that without going through the public process.
You just
look into it.
Yeah.
When you were talking to me, you sounded a little more upbeat and positive about some of this other stuff too than Councilor Ward's report.
What other stuff?
All about ODOT with the first. And read and everything, but that's okay. It's all a matter of perspective.
Well, it's all going to depend on what the analysis study comes up with before anybody can decide what.
Well, when Gary Farnsworth stands up and says we're going to do something, but we don't know what we're going to do and when we're going to do it, that's pretty definitive to me.
Okay.
And that's what he said.
Okay. Anything else, Doug?
No, I'm through. I'm done.
I'm
done.
I'm not trying to beat you up.
Okay, I've been beat up before.
Councilor Greiner.
You think he got beat up? He drove me home last time we had a council meeting, and I thought I would beat up by the time I got home. flat tire or whatever, you know. First thing I'd like to do is I'd like to thank staff for this. I mean, it really helps a lot. I really appreciate it, and I know that you meant the extra work to do it, so thank you. I went to the COAC meeting, and a gentleman by the name of Dick Tobiasen reported about the Highway 97 project from Washington to California that's designated as a World War II veterans highway, and there's going to be 8 sites that contributed significantly to the war effort. I don't know what that has to do with us, because it doesn't include anything in Lapine, but it happened, so I'm reporting it. Also, Alex Phillips from Oregon Park and Recreation Department wants bicycle recreation coordinator for Oregon Scenic Bikeways, and this is one of the first programs in the country, and they would like to have a scenic bike path put around our area, at least that's what I understood, and it should be about 40 miles long, and they want something so that people would be attracted to Oregon, because we have the best scenic rides in the nation. So that might help us if we can come up with a good route and present it to them. Then we heard from Harold Lassley, an ODOT Access Manager, Program Manager, and he outlined ODOT's rules for allowing access and exits from the highway and roadways in Oregon. And it's only about 4 or 5 pages long, so if anybody wants a copy of it, I'll see if it's made or not to you. And last, Scott Cooper, a former Cook County judge, reported on a funding meeting for statewide programs, and in his report he stated that all the funding was handed out in the last few hours of the meeting, and if you wanted your project funded, your application must be completed and ready to go. And I was not clear on what projects were funded for this section, if any, and I didn't hear him say there was. So that took care of that meeting, and I said to a couple of the counselors that I received a call from a gentleman that owns the hotel over here about that junction on Highway 1. I talked to our commissioner, county commissioner, at this meeting, and because I was under the impression that commissioners had to vote on it, that's what I was told, and I was found out that wasn't right. He had the county planner called me and explained the planning process to me, and that had been sent to a like an arbitrator on what was going to happen to that program, and the man that I talked to said that that was supposed to be completed, and there the findings of that arbitrator was supposed to begin a week ago today, I think, and he said that there should be a copy of that finding sent to the city, to the gentleman that made the application and everything, and I'm wondering if that ever happened or if they're just still sitting on it.
I think they're still sitting on it.
So, incidentally, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
The hearings officer had not made a determination.
Yeah, that's what it was.
They have not made a determination yet. So we haven't heard anything.
Haven't received it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mona. I attended the last utilities committee meeting, so did Councilor Greiner, and I'm not quite sure what I came away from that meeting with. Barbara Nelson Dodson, the chair of the Water District, had a list of answers to a lot of the questions, and some of the answers actually created more questions. They seemed controversial to some members of the committee, or
unclear, so I don't know what they're going to come back with. Do you have any further comments on that?
No, I was completely baffled by some of the things.
Yeah, so we'll see what the minutes say and what happens at the next meeting. Other than that, I have nothing.
Yeah, I was baffled at that meeting also.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
All of us were here.
Yeah.
yeah, I got a feeling that they had ownership and didn't want to let go. But on February 4th, I don't see it on the calendar, there is a DEQ meeting at the Senior Center at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So we have to...
We don't get advice from some of that stuff through City Hall, so I don't know that they're going on.
Oh,
that's
public all over.
I go from here home.
Anyway, I just wanted to
okay.
Be renewed. 6 o'clock.
Hey, that's on. Excuse me. That's on the septic issue or what?
Nitrates.
On the nitrates
issue.
Well, do we want that on our calendar because that's not a city issue?
Well, I think we should have it on our calendar because I think it's a thing that a lot of city councilors would like to attend, and that's just one more meeting that crowds our February schedule.
Okay. Well, somebody's going to keep me updated on when they are then, so we can get them on the calendar.
Okay.
Oh, and Don, that's the COIC meeting night, and I'm not going to be going there.
That's...
And you wanted to go to COIC...
Yes. See, I was looking at that. I noticed that we were set for it, and I was planning on going.
Yeah. Okay. Lorena, the chamber emails their updates all the time. Their weekly and other updates. They always have these kind of announcements, like the nitrates meeting. So we take a look at those. We get the information. Anything else?
That's all I have,
Councilor McAfee.
Right. So, and I too was one of the court there, and I was pretty taken aback on the response of the district. And it was always my impression that the district and the city had a good relationship. So I went through the minutes, and sure enough, line by line, they were always on board, always saying yes when the time comes, yes, yes, yes. But at the last meeting on December 8th, I think that you might have misstated the mission of the committee charge. Because it says here that Kitty stated that the committee feels taking over the water and sewer district would provide more income for the city. Ron made a motion to have Dennis become the committee member to represent the district. So, I don't know where you got that from.
Oh, that's in the sewer district?
Yeah.
I got that specifically from Ted Scholler.
Ted, that was not the charge of the committee. That was Ted's...
I didn't say it was the charge of the committee. If they worded it that way, they missed...
Okay, but you are the city representative to that committee and to the district. And I think that it would be a good thing if you go and clear it up. Because there are really some real basic things that in the conversation with the committee that we all acknowledge. And Betty, if you want to put these verbatim in our minutes so
okay.
We can send it to them.
Okay.
And is that one of the understanding is that the committee's charge was to explore the steps. And it said that everybody on the committee understood that the ratepayer money needs to stay with the utilities for improvement or maintenance. And we acknowledge that the district will need to agree, and nothing will happen until they agree to come under the city, and we also agree that the city's not ready. I just clear that up, and also I would like to give you the opportunity to explain the
your business relationship with the district as Shield Septic?
Business relationship? I have none.
Okay, so you don't have any business relationship with them? Okay.
Nope. Never have had.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Nope, that's a lie. I can't say we never have had. We used to do the pumping of the sewer district tanks. That was years ago. And then they... I can't even remember what year it was. Many years ago. Hired their... bought their own truck and hired their own pumper.
And that's it for me.
All right. Guess we're done then. So, with that, I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
I so move.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Brenner, yes. Councilor Brenner, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Hitch, yes. Councilor McAfee, yes.
All right, motion passes. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned at 7:48 p.m.
Almost past our bedtime.